Please stand as you are able for the Pledge of Allegiance, and please remain standing for the presentation of the colors. Pledge of Allegiance. Please be seated. I will now ask Captain Gorin to come up and give the invocation.
Will you please join me in prayer? Lord, we come to you tonight with grateful hearts, grateful for the safe travels of all our friends and family that could be here tonight, and for the successful completion of Recruit School 22-2. We ask you, Lord, that you lay your blessing upon this ceremony tonight and watch over us as we celebrate this joyous occasion. Amen.
Well, good evening and welcome. I'm Fire Chief Randy White, and I have the honor and the privilege of being a past Fire Chief of the Columbia Fire Department, as well as the current interim Fire Chief of the Columbia Fire Department. Tonight, we will honor our newest graduates from the recruit class of BRS 2022-2, along with the family and friends of our new 9 Columbia firefighters. I'd like to welcome the family and friends of our 2 Jefferson City firefighters. I'd also like to say thanks to the Jefferson City Fire Department and Chief Schofield for giving us the honor of having their folks train with us. It has been a long, hard, and challenging 18 weeks for these recruits, with over 720 hours of classroom and hands-on instruction. They have successfully completed classes covering everything from firefighting to hazardous materials response and technical rescue. They will receive multiple state certifications as well as a certificate of completion. They have built skills and knowledge, learned to work as a team, and trained to do the physical and demanding job that we ask them to do for the citizens and visitors of the City of Columbia and of the City of Jefferson. I would like to personally thank our Training Academy staff, Training Chief Mike Arnhart and Assistant Chief Clayton Farr, as well as our training captains and the many on-shift crews that contributed to our recruits' success. One of the most important milestones of any firefighter's career is the moment your first badge is pinned on your uniform. Tonight, I will ask each recruit to come forward to receive their badge. To the recruits, I will be honored to pin your first badge on you. However, if you have someone special that you would like to have pin your badge on, please ask them to come up when I call your name. Ben Berkmeyer. Alec Evans from the Jefferson City Fire Department. During each class, we give out three awards. One of these awards is the most improved graduate. Out of order. Hayden Hoover. Robert Hemmegarn. Andrew Lane. The second award we give is the Academic Award for Highest Overall Score, and that goes to Benjamin Huffreds. From the Jefferson City Fire Department, Shaquille Lester. Daniel Sutard. Next award goes to the distinguished graduate. In that case, it's Jordan Strong. Christopher Swofford. Galen Whitehouse. Congratulations to our new recruits who are now Columbia Firefighters and Jeff City Firefighters. And if you've been wondering how these 11 recruits have been spending their days and weeks, we prepared a little presentation that will give you some idea of what we put them through for the last 18 weeks.
Too fast to prepare for this. Tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody circling as vultures. Negative, nepotist. Everybody waiting for the fall of man. Everybody praying for the end of times. Everybody hoping they could be the one. I was born to run, I was born for this.
Whip, run me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and build me up. I wanna be the slip. Word upon your lip. Rather that you rip. Break me down and build me up. Whatever it takes. I love the adrenaline in my veins. I do whatever it takes.
feeling miserable. Always hanging on to the visual. I want to be invisible. Looking at my years like I'm out of dumb. Everybody needs to be a part of them. Never be enough. I'm the prodigal son. I was born to run. I was born for this. Whip, whip, run me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down. Working out of something that I'm proud of. Out of the box, an epoxy to the world and the vision we've lost. I'm an apostrophe. I'm just a symbol to remind you that there's more to see. I'm just a product of the system, a catastrophe. And yet a masterpiece. And yet I'm half deceased. And when I am deceased, at least I go down to the grave and die happily. Leave the body of my soul to be a part of it.
Cause we were born for this.
You're going to find this hard to believe, but I have learned in the past to preview those videos before we play them for a crowd. Honor, dedication, and commitment are the foundation of our profession. For our Columbia firefighters, we will now administer the oath of office. Cadets, if you would please, or excuse me, recruits, if you would please rise. Raise your right hand. I, state your name. Do solemnly swear that I possess all qualifications for the office of firefighter for the city of Columbia, Missouri, that I am not subject to any of the disqualifications set forth in the charter of the city of Columbia, that I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States and the state of Missouri, and the charter and ordinances of the city of Columbia, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of my office. So help me God. Thank you. You can be seated. To close out this evening, I'd like to invite Captain Gorin back to give the benediction.
If you'd please bow your head in prayer. Lord, we ask for you to keep your loving and guiding hand over these new firefighters as they start the beginning phase of their careers. We ask that you make them men of impact and authenticity. We ask that you fill them with pride, honor, and integrity as they begin to build their legacy. We ask that you protect them over their career from the many dangers that they will face. Lastly, Lord, I offer up to you the fireman's prayer. When I am called to duty, God, wherever flames may rage, give me strength to save a life, whatever be its age. Help me embrace a little child before it is too late, or save an older person from the horror of that fate. Enable me to be alert and hear the weakest shout, quickly and efficiently to put the fire out. I want to fill my calling to give the best in me, to guard my friend and neighbor and protect their property. And if according to your will, I must answer death's call, bless with your protecting hand, my family, one and all. Amen.
That concludes our ceremony tonight. Thank you all for coming and sharing this with us. It's a very emotional thing that we go through as firefighters. This will be one milestone in your career. There'll be many others that you'll go through. Hopefully when you get to the end of your career, you can be standing up like this, looking at people who are at the beginning of their career. There are refreshments available just outside the council chambers for your enjoyment. Have a good night and a safe trip home. Take care. Thank you.